Hey everyone, it is your girl Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration here, and we are here for our first recording of 2023. Took a little break, had some new things starting in my personal life, my professional life, and I kind of took the month of January off. But if you have been following me, please make sure that you are following me on both of my Facebook pages. I've been posting a lot of great content over there. Tanisha Shanae and Heal Thy Body with Tanisha Shanae is the two pages. Also, my Instagram page at Tanisha Shanae. And if you just go to the website, you see at the bottom, TanishaShanae.com/connect. You can get access to my TikTok, my Instagram, my Facebook. And for those of you that are listening on Spotify, iHeartRadio, shout outs to you. But you can also go there and you can get the link to my YouTube so you can see my amazing, beautiful face. So today I want to talk about something that has been on my heart a lot. I've been talking to a lot of people about this, just reading, paying attention to what's going on in the media, paying attention to, you know, just what content creators are putting out. And I'm not really paying attention to what they're saying. I'm paying attention to how people are responding and the things that they're saying. So that's going to be our topic for today's episode. But welcome to another episode of It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration. And I am Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration. So let me get my water. I got my water. I got my notes here because this is one of those topics that needs to be talked about, right? And it's not talked about enough. Like, we hear people say assets over liabilities. You know, they're talking about homes over buying Gucci bags. We hear people talk about renting versus buying, right? We hear these topics and they mean a lot. And it is true. We definitely want assets. Yes, we definitely want liabilities. But what I realized was that the reason why a lot of people can't comprehend this is because they have not had a moment of self-reflection to say, self, am I a liability or am I an asset? That's something I want y'all to write down. I want you to sit with yourself and ask yourself, am I a liability to myself? Because, you know, we also hear people talk about relationships. Oh, you know, that person's a liability to you. Oh, you know, and we do that with all these external factors. But not too many people are having this internal conversation with themselves to really decipher if they are, in fact, a liability. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of you are a liability to yourself. Why? Well, so first, let's define liability. So a liability is a state of being responsible for something, right? If you're not responsible for yourself, if you're not responsible for your mindset, or you're not responsible for your body, the things that you're doing, if you're not responsible for that, for you, then you are, in fact, a liability. If you put other people, if you put your life in other people's hands, if you place the responsibility of other people having control over your actions, then you can say that you are a liability to yourself. We do this, we see this a lot. People say, I'll be happy when this person comes into my life. That is placing the responsibility of someone making you happy. So therefore, in fact, because you cannot make yourself happy, because you cannot figure out what makes you happy outside of that person, you are a liability to yourself. I think church is just coming to me. And it might be because I do have a scripture here I want to share. But I have sat in churches where, and I'm talking about early 2000s. I'm not even talking about like the last 5-10 years. Early 2000s. Where there were no Bibles at all in the church. Now, I grew up, you know, I didn't grow up in the church, but I grew up going to church, and we always had access right in front of you. And on pews, you had a Bible. I have gone to churches where there were no Bibles available. The pastor is reading to the members. No one, not even on technology, not even on their iPad, not on their phone, they're not opening up an app to read the Bible along with the pastor. They're taking what that person is saying as face value. That's a liability. Because you are giving some, you are placing all control of someone feeding you knowledge and information. Now, I understand, little kids, we're not talking about that. But even the little kids have Bibles and children's church. In children's Sunday school, I've seen that. So you have to be responsible in saying, I want to make sure I have the right information. I want to make sure I have the knowledge, the correct information. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get it for myself. Or I'm going to go out there and I'm going to confirm what has been given to me, because I don't want to believe 100%. This is why anytime you go to college, you're in grad school, they make you have multiple sources for you to do your research, because they don't want you going to one source and getting that information. So some of you are sitting and allowing people to feed you information, and you're taking it as face value, and you're not doing anything outside to say, what is my responsibility? Your responsibility is to go and confirm that information. Your responsibility is to go and make sure that what you are being told is in fact the truth. If you do not do that, you are a liability to yourself. Placing your happiness, placing all of your finances in the control of one person is a liability. So when we start also looking at relationships, right? Now, yes, some people are in relationships, and outside people could sit there and say, oh, he's a liability to her, or vice versa. But guess what? Once you fully understand, once you have accepted that this person does not have a care for you, does not respect what you do, does not respect what you provide. So let me give you a real life example. You're in a relationship. It's your place. You move that person into your place. That person comes in, starts punching holes in the walls of your place, because your name is on the lease. You pay the security. Whether they contribute to that rent or not, you still got to pay it. But that person comes in, causes all this damage. Is that person an asset to you or a liability? I hope you said liability, because they are. So now when you go fix that wall and you patch the holes, you get somebody to come in, and now you spent money, because this is really, we talk about assets and liabilities. Anything that's going to cause you to spend more money or to spend money that you don't have is definitely a liability. So when you allow that person to stay in your home, you don't ask them to leave. You don't ask them to go get their own place. We can stay together. We can work this out. But that means you get out of my space, because you don't punch all these holes. I don't have to pay for this, so that I can try to keep my security deposit when I do decide to leave. but you keep them there. That is when you now become the liability to yourself. You are placing yourself in harm's way. You are placing yourself in harm's way. You are now understanding what this person is fully capable of doing. You have seen it. You have seen the evidence firsthand, and you have seen that they have no care in fixing and resolving a situation. But they left you holding that bag, and you allow them to stay there. So there, my friend, you are now the liability. You are now a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem because you're allowing that person to remain in your life. Because when you allow someone to stay in your life, you know that this person has a chance of doing it again. And when people, especially when you are placing yourself in harm's way, but then now it starts to impact your finances. Now your money is funny. Now you got to sit here and figure out, is this going to happen on a day that I got to pay rent? Don't be in no special program. They got to come do inspections and they show up. And 5 minutes before, this person then just bust another hole in the wall. Now you can be eventually homeless. I bet you that person going to have a place to stay. They're going to quickly find some place for themselves to go and leave you standing there looking crazy and stupid. And I hate to call you stupid. But when we allow ourselves to stay in these connections and stay connected to people that are liabilities, you are now the liability to yourself. I'm not saying that it is right, but it's the truth. Because if you continue to stay there, knowing that this person does not care about what it is that you're going to have to, it's going to cost you, and it's going to cost you, it could cost you your peace, financial, your mental, your emotional health, that's too expensive. I keep telling people. So when you decide to stay in these connections and stay attached to situations, knowing that it's running up your bill, you can't save money because you got to sit here and keep on going out here and fixing this liability that's in your life, that you keep allowing to stay in your life. We have all been there. But when we get to our late 30s and our 40s and 50s and we're still doing the same thing, then baby girl, sir, you are the liability. Third example, when you sit and you throw excuses, you make excuses for every single thing, guess what? Everything is not everyone else's fault. Some of the things are actually your fault. You are the problem. You, like I said before, you're not reading for yourself. You're not going out there and finding information. The one thing that we have access to a wealth of knowledge out here. Free knowledge. I'm not even talking about the paid knowledge. I'm not talking about going to college and going to get a degree. I'm talking about YouTube University, Google Academy can give you a lot of information just to get you started. But some of you don't even want to do that. So you want to sit around and you want to blame everyone else. If they're a person of color, the white man's trying to hold me back. No, they're not. Do we have challenges? Absolutely. But what access to resources do you go out there seeking to change your situation? What are you trying to do to change your situation? Because like I said to someone the other day, if you want to sit in your piss, please do that far away from me. Because a lot of you want to sit in your piss, you want to cry, and you want to moan because you're in the same place that you was in 5 years ago. 2020 wasn't the problem. You're still the problem. Because you had that problem before 2020. So if you had this problem long before we had this global pandemic, then guess what? You're still in the same situation. I know a lot of people that came out of 2020 and they came out on top. They capitalized. and they changed their situation. Some of them sat and learned something new and put it into action. They took access and took the access to resources and made a game plan. But then you might be still sitting here saying, well, it's, you know, because nobody wants to hire me. Our mobile device can give us access to a lot of information. And that information includes how to make money. So unless you are bedridden, brain dead, you have access. I know people that are disabled that are making money with their cell phone, or at the minimum, their computer. So we have to realize, like I said, we have to self-reflect. Am I an asset to myself, or am I a liability? Because your mindset could be the biggest reason why you are a liability. If you're constantly thinking negative, you're always making excuses, you, my friend, are a liability to yourself. You are going to keep yourself stuck in the same situation that you have been for however many years you have been there. It's not anyone else's fault. It's your fault. You're not taking action. You're not capitalizing on the resources. And when we don't do that, we want to get upset with other people because we see them grinding and winning. Because some people don't want to sit in their piss anymore. I'm sorry. I just gotta get to that point. Like, some people don't want to stay there. Those are intentional decisions that you're making. Staying somewhere that is literally killing you internally, mentally, spiritually, emotionally is not wise. I guarantee you, no one in your circle, let me say it and correct that. No wise person that could be in your circle is going to tell you to do that. They're not. I'm not going to tell you to do that. I want you to go out there and be the best version of yourself. And the only way that can happen is if you start to change your mindset and start taking some tangible action steps towards making changes in your life. Looking at your habits, looking at the things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, the people that you're speaking to, the things that you are consuming, all of that is going to play a part in whether or not determining you are an asset to yourself or a liability. Again, this is us reflecting for us, not for other people. We're not talking about you impacting someone else's life. I'm talking about you impacting your own life. That's all that matters right now. Are you impacting your life in a positive manner? If the answer is no, it is time for you to figure out what it is that you could potentially do to make changes in your life. That's all that I want you to do. And then go from there. And it might mean disconnecting from some people. It might mean disconnecting from certain environments. It might mean putting on some headphones and just start listening to other messages just like this one so that you can be fed the inspiration and motivation and encouragement to start taking some different action steps, because this is an action. Self-reflection is an action. When you stop listening to this, I want you to say, it might piss you off. It might make you mad. But I'm telling you, if you're mad about something, if you feel some type of way, that means that that's something that you truly have to think about. That's happening because you know that you are a liability to yourself. You are. And this can go for people that even have careers. So this is not even about economic status. This can go for everyone. So I don't want any people in my comments thinking that, you know, I'm picking on one thing. But there was a scripture that I always refer to. And, you know, The one thing I was told many of years ago when I was going through my own stuff. When I mean my own stuff, like knowing that, you know, knowing my purpose, knowing what I'm called to do, and just choosing not to do it. Right. So simple things like doing this video. I wouldn't do the video. I'd be like, you know what, forget that. And I make all these excuses and I have all these feelings about my life and what was going on. And I remember a pastor saying to me, when you know what you're supposed to do and you don't do it, that becomes a sin. Same thing kind of applies here. You know that you don't want to stay in this situation. You know that you don't want to stay in this negative, you know, environment or this negative connection. You know that it's not feeding you anything positive. It's not uplifting you. So you know it's a problem. And that scripture is from James 4:17. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. You know it's a problem when you know what you're supposed to do and you don't do it. You like it that way? Take away the word sin. It's a problem. You know it's a problem. You know staying in that connection. You know staying in that environment is not giving you, it's not adding any value to your life. So when you know that and you continue to do it, then you are the liability. You are the person that is now in, and you're the problem. That's it. That's all I wanted to do. That message has been sitting on my heart for a couple of weeks, and I hope that it gets to the right people. Share this message. Go ahead, subscribe, like, share again. We need to get this message out because there's so many people out here who are placing blame on other individuals when they themselves are the reason they are the liability. And that's it. I am your girl, Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration. And this is another episode of It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration podcast. It was quick, to the point. Make sure you're staying in touch with me, in tune with me, because I do have some amazing things happening. Just to give you a quick heads up, every Tuesday, I am having $2 Tuesday, different digital ebooks, workbooks that I do have access to. And I want to make sure that you are getting those resources at the lowest possible discount ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. So if you are not on my email list, send me a DM, send me a message, comment below, and I will make sure that you will get at it, and then you'll get those email specials, or just follow me on social media so that when those promos come up on Tuesdays, you get the link and you can purchase, and that will also add you to my email list as well. But I am your girl, Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration. You guys be well. Do some amazing things this weekend. Enjoy yourself and just continue to be great and continue to achieve to be great. All right. I love you. Be well. Have a good one.
And I'm definitely, I have the Kindle version of your book. And like I said, you know, I highly recommend this book. It is, and I've been, you know, since I've been in Christ past 12 years, I've read a lot of Christian books, but this book is, you know, relationship wise, it is what you need. So you can get the understanding of how do I choose the right person? How do I, you know, overcome heartache, as we talked about? How do I get in the will of God? Get that book, order it, and read it, and be sure to, she definitely is anointed to serve God in this capacity. And we thank you.